Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Jen Kleiber, owner of the educational consulting company, The Responsive Classroom, creator of the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur, and your host as we journey through this business-building life together. Our mission at the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur is to equip online business owners to step fully into God's purpose for their lives and business with unwavering faith, biblical truth, and essential marketing strategies. Our verse for this season of business is Ephesians 3:20. All glory to God, who is able, through Christ at work within us, to do infinitely more than we might ask or think. Friends, if you're needing inspiration, feeling stuck and unsure of next steps, feeling worn down by trying to tackle everything on your own, or feeling like you are constantly on a hamster wheel, producing content, not getting the conversions you want, this podcast is for you. A little business and a lot of Jesus. Welcome to the Faith-Filled Entrepreneur Podcast, friends. Let's dive in. Hi, friend. It is 1 week before Christmas, and I just wanted to pop in your feed for a minute and give you a few Christmas reminders. I don't know if you have looked at the stats, but a Christmas time can be people say it's one of the most depressing times of the year. Suicides are up. There's a lot of research behind why Christmas is such a tough time for some people. But here's what I want to remind you of. The joy of Christmas is not conditional. Okay. And so no matter what it is you're going through, no matter what the state of your business is, no matter what the state of your family is, no matter what your current circumstance, I want to remind you of a few things that we can be reminded of during this season. Okay. Some of these may step on your toes a little bit, but that's okay. Here's three things I want you to keep in mind. Number one, the first thing that Christmas reminds us of is that this story is bigger than me. It's bigger than you, friend. When Jesus came, right, which is why we celebrate Christmas, he brought light to the entire world. So let's think about the Jewish people, right? The Jewish people thought that a savior was coming to rescue them out of the oppression from their government. They thought he was going to come, sit on a throne, take over everything, right? That's what they'd been used to seeing in their past as the Israelites take over one tribe and then another to get out of oppression. God had so much bigger plans than this. And the start of these plans happened at Christmas time. I know it wasn't the same time period, but you know what I'm talking about. This is what we celebrate. So what we are celebrating is the freedom for everybody, the light for everybody, the redemption for everybody. Friend, it does not matter if your business went into the red. You still have the redemption that Christ brought you that we celebrate at Christmas. Back when the Israelites were moving into the promised land, every time they would take over a tribe, conquer a tribe, have a victory, God would guide them into having a festival, having some kind of celebration. And the point of this was that the tradition would stand as a set in stone event that would help the older Israelites talk to the younger Israelites, and as a way to pass down the faithfulness of God, what God actually did. Because a few generations later, the children wouldn't remember what God did for their grandparents, right? And so they had these festivals, they set up these festivals as ways to remember God. That is what Christmas is. It is a time for us to remember that we were given Jesus as our personal salvation, but also as the salvation to the world, right? The light of the world. We know this very familiar verse. Isaiah 9:6-7 says, "For a child is born to us, a son is given. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His government and his peace will never end. He will rule with fairness and justice from the throne of his ancestor David for all eternity. The passionate commitment of the Lord of Heaven's armies will make this happen." And he did. Christ came, and now we have that advocate in Christ seated at the right hand of God, and we have the Holy Spirit in us. Y'all, that trumps any circumstance that you may be going through. And I am not negating grief that happens. I am not negating difficult times that happen. But we've got to use this time to remember that this story of Christmas is bigger than us. And so we don't get to choose, okay, well, my business didn't do very well this past year, so I'm not going to celebrate Christmas. No, we don't get to choose that. Christmas is so much bigger than that, okay? Think about Mary's role, right? This young girl who was nobody special according to any kind of earthly measurement. Imagine the impact that Christmas had on her, but also on the world, right? Same with Joseph. So that's point number one. Remember that this story is so much bigger than you and your circumstances. Point number two, and here's the good part. God chose you to have a role in this story that's so much bigger than you, right? Romans 8, 28 and 29 says, "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them. For God knew his people in advance and he chose them to become like his son so that his son would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And having chosen them, he called them to come to him. And having called them, he gave them right standing with himself. And having given them right standing, he gave them his glory." Amen, people. Amen. Not only is this story bigger than you, but God called you into this story to have a purpose that is bigger than you. And Christmas is a reminder of that. It's our reminder of that. Okay? When we face hard times, when we face struggles, it is so easy to get so narrow-sighted and so narrow-focused that we can't see past what our immediate situation is, right? And that can take us under, friends. It can take us under. But if we can remember that we are part, that we have the honor, that we have the glory, that we are in right standing with God, no matter what our past has been, no matter what our sin is, that we are righteous because of Christ, it puts our situation in perspective, right? Woo! Okay, here's more good news. Not only is this story bigger than us in our situation, not only did God call us to be a part of that story, but if we go down a few more verses to verse 31, it says, "What shall we say about such wonderful things as these? If God is for us, who can ever be against us?" So friends, if you are facing this Christmas holiday season with sadness in your heart, feeling attacked, feeling burdensomed, feeling depressed, I need you to hear this. God is for you. And if God is for you, then who can ever be against you? You have victory over whatever situation that you're facing in your life. Okay? And here's the final thing. Not only did God choose you, but the evidence of him sending his son and then having his son die to take our sins and bring him back to life 3 days later to conquer death shows his immense love for us. And that was just the start of it. Friends, if you are spending time with the Lord daily, if you are seeking him, if you are in that intimate relationship with him, then I know that you feel the love of God. Sometimes it's hard to feel it though. And so you have to remember, right? As part of this third reminder, if God is for you, who can be against you? No one. And what can separate you from the love of God? Nothing. Nothing. Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity or are persecuted or hungry or destitute or in danger or threatened with death? No. Despite all of these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Christ who loves us. Friends, lean into that verse, okay? The joy of Christmas is not conditioned on your current circumstances, your amount of money that you have, your plans, if you get to see this person or that person, or even if you are grieving this person or that person, because if that person is a believer, you're going to spend eternity with them. I'm going to spend eternity with my dad in heaven. Do I have pangs of sadness that I don't get to see him at Christmas? Yes, absolutely. God weeps with us. He cries with us, right? He feels for us and with us. But friends, the story is bigger than us. We are called to be a part of that story. And if God is for us, who can be against us? No one. And what can separate us from the love of God? The Bible lists out those things that we will endure: calamity, trials, persecution, right? All of those things could very well be things that we are facing or that you are facing right now. But we still have overwhelming victory in Christ. So let this Christmas season remind you of the love that God has for you, the bigness and the sovereignty of the God that we serve, the privilege of being a part of that story and being given the authority and the glory of God Himself, because He called us to be His children, and then leaning into the victory that we have in Christ. So friends, this next week, or whenever it is that you're listening to this podcast, I hope that you will find moments of joy, not in the circumstances, although I think that God brings us circumstances that bring happiness as well, but in who you are in Christ and who God sees you as, who God says you are. Use Christmas to remind yourself of those things. Merry Christmas, friends. So I just want to remind everyone that if you are a business owner or you are in the planning phases of being a business owner, follow us at Instagram at The Faith-Filled Entrepreneur or on Facebook at jenkleiber.thefaithfilledentrepreneur to get business strategies, biblical truth for guidance and encouragement, and just to have a community that celebrates each other, networks with each other, and prays for each other. We're on TikTok now too. And you can always check out thefaithfulledentrepreneur.com to find out all that is going on and to get additional resources to help you build your faith and your business. Bye for now.